mesmerizing to me. So the talk today is for the love of God. I don't know about you, but when I was little, my grandmother would say, "For the love of God, Margaret, why did you do that?" But that's not what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about let me remember. Let me remember that I am one with God. So we're asking ourselves today to take that song into who we are, into the very core of our being. I am one with God. Let me remember. I don't know about you, but I do forget. So today, let's each of us remember that. So I'm going to ask you the question. Are you willing to discover your unique nature? Oh, good, some of you are. Are you willing to discover your unique nature in God?
Yes.
Oh, good, more of you. So let's turn to the screen. Tony, any of the first one? Today I let myself uncover the God nature within me. Let's say that together. Today, I let myself uncover the God nature within me. Now, that's really important, isn't it? Because through circumstances and situations, we cover it up. Tony really talked about it. Deny that that is what is taking place. And open up, uncover that true nature that lives within you. Now, God might not be your right word. It might be difficult for you. Sometimes when I have a student that says, "I don't like the word God," then I have them write on a piece of paper, "God is, God is, God is," and finish the sentence. Because you see, if you're wanting to heal any word, any idea, if you'll write it down, "God is," the old mean guy in the sky. I don't know about you, but that is what some people do believe, yes? So we want to see what it is that we believe that so it can uncover the true nature that lives within us. Yes? Okay, good. You guys are good today. Okay, let's go to the next slide, Tony, please. There is only one God, and that is my God, and all that God is my God. You got to own it. Okay, let's say it together. There is only one God, and that is my God. All that God is my God. Is my God. Own it. Okay? My God. Oh, my God. Yes. Okay, next. Some of God must be in me, or I would not exist. Now, really look at that this morning. Oh. No matter what you believe, no matter what your word is, it might be spirit, it might be the divine, it's got to be in you. Since God is not divided, as much of God as I recognize, I can and will experience. So let's say it together. Some of God must be in me, or I would not exist. Since God is not divided, as much of God as I can recognize, I can and will experience. So it's up to you. So do we have one more slide, Tony? No. Is that it? Okay. I guess that's it. Keep it up there, would you please? Keep it up during the rest of my talk. Thank you. Because I'd like you to really see that. Oh, some of God must be in me, or I would not exist. That's big, isn't it? So no matter what you're going through, no matter what's taking place, you are full of it. And you're full of as much as you decide you're full of. Not what my grandmother said. So let's together explore this idea. What gets in our way of allowing the agape love. The agape is the ultimate expression of love. It's in the Bible. When you are really immersed in the love of God, you call that agape. Let's look at this God love this morning, the love of God, and live in, allowing that love to live in and through us, each one of us, is the question this morning. The larger life. More of Ernest Holmes says, the conclusion that God is all there is means that all that exists is God occupied. God's already got the room. It's rented. It's the house of God. And it's already present with God. It's occupied. And God's personalized that room that God is. And God is individualized as each one of us. So if this is true, we question, how come I don't always feel God? How come I don't always feel God occupied in everything or personalized? Anybody ever ask that question? Let me tell you, I ask it all the time. I used to. Why don't I always feel full of that powerful, loving presence and allow the joy of Spirit to live through me? See, I think first we need to ask ourselves, when I am not feeling the glory of life in its grandness, when I'm not feeling that, when I'm feeling kind of left out, where's my attention? Think about that. What am I looking at? Maybe bring up a condition or a situation that's happening in your life today. What are you looking at? What am I focused on? It's a very important question that we can ask ourselves. When we feel outside of the occupancy of God, our focus is on several things, some real and some imagined. I'm really good at imagining, are you? Wow, we make it up. I define it. I describe it. I make it up, and my story on the purpose of dirty dishes, I know some of you have heard this. There was when Rick and I first got together, and he was visiting, and we had eaten, and he took the dirty dish, and he put it on the bar, and he went and sat in the living room and watched TV. I saw the dirty dish. You know, he did it on purpose. Because he expects me to wait on him. I made up this whole story. And so I got really huffy about it. Now, I waited years for this man to come into my life, but I still got really huffy about it. And so then I went, and later on I waited a while. You know how you do? You wait a while. I put your dish in the sink. I cleaned it. He kind of looked at me like, what? I said, the dirty dish you left out there. And I said, you know, it really feels like you did it on purpose. He said, honey, all you have to do is ask me. Please put your dish in the sink. What a concept. You mean you didn't do it on purpose? He says, no. He said, you know, I'm really unconscious. He said, I don't think about things like that. I just wanted to get in and watch TV. Oh. We make it up. Well, you probably don't, but I do. And it was really interesting because then we moved in together. And his son was sitting in the back seat, and he said, "You guys are going to move in together?" And I said, "Yes, we are." And he said, "Oh, boy." I said, "What's the matter?" You know, you forget that the kid is in the back seat of the car. And I said, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "Well, when you guys try merge your phone account, because it saves a lot of money, you see, you had to sign a 2-year contract, and the two of you went back and forth on this 2-year contract or 1-year contract, whatever it was." And he said, "You had a hard time with that. Why are you going to do living together?" I said, "We will do better." Well, it took our real love coach, once we moved into this house and we did sign a lease on that place, took our real love coach to ask me the question because we found a real difficulty with each other and for each other. And I called Frank and he said, "Maggie, how long is the lease you signed?" I said, "1 year." And he said, "Oh, my gosh." Thank you, God, we figured it out. And what is it now? I think it's like 14 years. I'm so blessed. But in the process of understanding that the blessing is always there for us, we just have to look deeper because we're full of it. We're full of God. We're full of the light and the love. And that's all we wanted. That's all I ever wanted in my life was to be in a loving relationship. But you see, I didn't start out too loving. I thought for sure I was. It's where we put our focus. You see, secure people don't find fault. Hear that. Secure people do not find fault. I was not secure in that relationship because I didn't feel that I deserved to be loved. Everybody breathe. Secure people don't look for what's wrong. I was not secure. Because you see, up until that point, I had never been really, truly loved. Yeah, I knew God. Yeah, I was a practitioner. Actually, I was a minister by that time. Bless my heart. It takes as long as it takes. But we have to be willing to take the steps for the love of God. Be willing to take the steps. We want to not look for what's wrong. We want to look for what we can praise and raise. Secure people don't listen to gossip. Secure people don't encourage and call out. Secure people encourage and call out the best in each other. You're looking really good today. Good to see you. Because we didn't have we were doing the singers, and I had to look up music yesterday. I had so much fun all day long. I just kept listening to YouTube, all these great singers. I had 10 good songs for you yesterday. We're only doing 2. But then, while I was in my office, it's called Larger Than Life, and it was Ernest Holmes' book. I have so many Ernest Holmes books, I've never really opened this, but Spirit calls me. See, when we really understand that we are immersed in this presence that wants only our good, Spirit calls us to different things and different people and different events so that we can learn and grow. So anyway, Spirit called me, I opened the book, and here it is this morning for you. You must become the master of your own thinking. Now we know that. This is the only way you will realize freedom and joy. Therefore, you will have to turn your thoughts away from lack, want, dirty dishes, and limitation. Can you imagine Ernest knew that about the dirty dishes? Learn to think about what you wish to become. imagine. That's the law that says, as you believe, so shall it be. What are you imagining? What are you focused on? Then it says, you do not have to beseech life to be good or to bring good into your life. Life is like the sun. It shines on everything. Get out of the shadows. Stand in the sun. Stand in the light of God and question and ask, show me, open me. Allow whatever has gone before to be released. And it says, crawl out of your basement. Open the windows of your mind. Open the doors of your soul. And lift your thought. And let life be to you whatever you wish it to be. You are the beloved in whom God is well pleased. It's time to claim it. It's time to accept it. It's time to say yes to it. Master your own thinking. Is each one of our, that's our job. My life, my love, my God. Oh, my God. Not yours, mine. It's there for each and every one of us to discover. And finding fault in ourselves or other people means we don't feel worthy of that love. We don't feel worthy of this life. And let me tell you, that's not the truth. Not loving self or allowing the love we live in to be felt and to be known and to be part of our lives. Remember, some of God is in me or I wouldn't exist. So whether you know it or not, just by breathing and being alive, you got to believe it. For the love of God, let's give more attention to love for us. Let's learn to claim and name our good. You know, I've got about 3 more pages to write that to talk about, but we're going to go really late. But I'm going to show you something. This is Susan and I saw this, and she goes, well, there's God. I said, yes. So I'll just show you this, and I'll save the rest for next week. So you have to come back, yes? Okay. So here we are. Aren't we cute? But you see, if we're looking out this way, we're going to think we're outside of God when in truth we can never be. See, you can't even really draw the picture of God. But when we look out at the dirty dishes or the, you know, he used to leave tea bags in his cup. He'd get so mad. And I knew that I had a problem. Because in truth, I love that man. And y'all, those of you who know him, God blessed me with that man. But I still got mad at the tea bags and the teacups. And so this one day, and some of you know this story, I walked out into the garage, and on his workbench there was a cup, and there was a tea bag, and it was covered with moss, the gray stuff. It had been there for weeks. And it was the very first time I looked at that, and I felt such love that I about burst open, and I realized, whoa, I'm doing pretty good. Do you know he doesn't leave his bag in his teacup anymore? I do. And I laugh. I go, oh, Maggie, you're good at that. Yeah. Look, you guys, it's fun. Life is fun. God is good. For the love of God, claim your true inheritance. Because when you keep looking at these other little crappy things or you're wanting to gossip or do that stuff, you're forgetting that there's so much more. For the love of God. That's why the class Suzanne, Reverend Suzanne's teaching, that's all we want to do. Not only do we want to get closer to the light and the love and the glory of God, but we want to help you do it too. Mine's going to be on looking at principles, science of mind, question and answer, but also the feeling. And it's going to teach you how to plant the seeds so that you love the tea bags with all the hair all over it. Because you see, what I realized was I didn't love myself enough. That's why it took that guy a really long time to come into my life. Because it kept showing up when he did show up with such love. I didn't feel worthy of it. I didn't feel worthy of being blessed. I didn't feel worthy of not only his love, but just a lot of things. Because of where I was looking, where my attention is. So if we find ourselves in a place that we really don't want to be, ask yourself, where's my focus? Pick up a good book. Pick up Science of Mind. That's the Science of Mind magazine is where I got that Ernest Holmes stuff from. It's always so good. It's always filled with things to bring you back to God, or listen to YouTube. Spend a whole day looking up God songs. Anyway, it's all good, all God. Yes? Okay. So you have to come back next week because there's more I have to say. Okay. Let's just take it into prayer. So we give grateful thanks, knowing and accepting that there's only one all-loving, all-nurturing presence by whatever name, Spirit, the Divine, the Beloved. It is sacred, it is holy, and it is the life that lives within me and lives within each and every one here this morning. And we breathe into that divine presence within, and we allow it to expand. We focus our attention on God first before anything else. We stay in the truth and the light and the love. And we recognize that when we do, it embraces us back in a greater way. And we count the miracles. We count the green lights. And when there's a red light, we just breathe and say, thank you, God, that I rest in God in this moment. And where there's a need for a healing, where there is a need for something greater to take place in each and every one of our lives, we stay open and available, and we call on that powerful, loving presence of the Mother, Father, God. And we say yes. We give it permission to show up in our life in a more loving, in a more nurturing, in a more caring way than we've ever thought possible. And so we step into the mystery and the miracles. Because we know we will always be met. And I just surrender this, my word, into the ever-living, loving law of God that reveals to and through each and every one of us, multiplied and magnified, the love and the light and the glory that God is. And we just let God do God's work. We let it be so. And if you're in agreement, please join me. And so it is. Amen. So this now video that you're going to see is what? Who is it again? Wilkins Jr. Eddie Watkins. I told her this morning. Sometimes I get a little spacey after I talk. Notice? It's good. It's all God. Okay, Eddie Watkins. Listen to this. This is really good. He's at Mile High Church, big church in Colorado.